Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey everybody, looking forward to chatting with you about today's episode, but before we really get into that, I would like to thank our sponsors, the MarTech Conference. It's coming to San Jose, April 3rd through the 5th, and Boston, September 16th through the 18th, and I want you to join host and program chair Scott Brinker for a diverse agenda that delivers strategic insights into marketing, technology, and management. One of the things that we hook you up with here at the Business of Digital podcast is we save you money. If you use the coupon code BIZPODCAST, that's all one word, B-I-Z, podcast, again, one word, lowercase, you're going to save 15% on that MarTech conference. And so for more information, go to MarTechConf, just M-A-R-T-E-C-H-C-O-N-F, MarTechConf.com. All right. How's it going, Dave?
It is going pretty good.
So what we wanted to jump into with everybody today, and this is a fun one because I know that you do a lot of paid stuff. I haven't really done a whole lot of paid stuff, I guess. I'm more of a SEO social media person, but we wanted to talk about how SEO and PPC go hand in hand. And, you know, I just want to share a story with you, Dave, and then you can kind of jump into it and lead us where you want it to go this episode. But
I'm leading? Okay.
Well, no. You're not leading. I'm just saying, you know, I'm going to let you. I'm going to hand it off after my story because my story's probably going to get us off track. But it's funny. Like people want to say no, this isn't true or it doesn't. It's not or whatever. But I watched this. Okay, so I had a site that I was working on and the guy told me, hey, like, our rankings are gone. We're not found anywhere. Well, long story short, it's one of those guys that, you know, it's just like a trade and a friend, and I'm not paid enough to monitor all the time. Well, he had it down. It was down for, like, 3 months. And so, of course, he lost all his SEO rankings, and we couldn't get him back. And I was like, well, you know, let's just start driving some traffic. Let's do some PPC. And anyway, I'm not kidding you. The second, and I don't know whether it was timing, good luck, good fortune, whatever it was, the second we started doing PPC on that site, boom, instantly his SEO rankings came back. Now, this was just one of my experiences, and I've seen and heard from other people stuff like this happen. But anyway, I just thought that was funny, and I thought it was a good intro to, yes, that is hand-in-hand at its finest, if you will. What do you think, Dave?
It's possible. Could be a coincidence. They claim that both sides don't talk to each other. I don't always believe that you if you spend enough that they won't try to, you know, yeah, call someone or have someone to call, especially if you're a really, really big brand and you ask certain questions, they might, you know, and we're talking millions of dollars a month type, even hundreds of thousands. It still just doesn't cut it, but you never know.
So
it's a big company. They like you to spend money.
Oh, they do. Oh, absolutely they do. And, you know, they've tried to pretend for many, many years that they love SEOs and, you know, anyway, I'm still on the fence as to whether they really do like us or not, but, anyway,
depends on the client.
That's
depends
true.
Depends on the company.
So we do want to talk about how we believe that SEO and PPC, you know, should be used hand in hand. It you know, it's kind of like anything. Now we're going to be focusing on these, but again, it's like with everything you've heard us chat before. You know, it's just another one of those buckets, you know, or channels that you need to be using. You know, it's. It's just another one of those areas that you should be looking at that helps you because, you know, the more you do with it, the more exposure you're going to get, whether it's social media, whether it's, you know, selling on other parties like Amazon, Etsy, whatever it might be. And so, again, we just wanted to focus on the SEO and the PPC side of it and some of the biggest factors, if you will. And so, Dave, why don't you start us off in sharing what you believe are some of the biggest factors of how they do go hand in hand the best, just some of your experiences, and then we'll just go from there.
Well, and I'm also just thinking about how someone might be thinking, well, I'm a small business, I already do this. So before you decide to skip the rest of this 20 minutes or 18 minutes or whatever we're at right now, or we end up at. Just think about the data that you might have available. And one example, and we'll drop a link in the write-up, is Will Reynolds does a really great job of using Microsoft's BI, Power BI, where he walks through how to merge your SEO and PPC data from third party stuff.
That's from keyword research. To look at. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I have always done it in Excel. I've started to play around doing it in Power BI sometimes, but I'm just way quicker in Excel still. So I still personally do it in Excel, but I probably should be doing it in either like Power BI or Tableau or something. Ding. That was Matt.
Sorry.
But just listen for different things. But also, if you're a small business and you're like, oh, well, I do the SEO and I have a consultant doing PPC. How often do you talk to them? You know, this isn't just for the companies that when I was at the agency, would go in and we actually, how many years ago is it now? Five, six years ago now? It's 19. But we got their paid team to sit down with their SEO team for the first time ever. They worked in the same building. Like literally. It's a Fortune 50, Fortune 100 company.
That's amusing.
They might have emailed to each other, but they never had sat down together and shared data. I'm like, how can you not do that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I found even looking at how things are done at Avalanche forever, you know, we kind of would, you know, people would be in their own little corners and caves and stuff. And then, you know, I kind of had an epiphany and at one point we just all decided, hey, you know, there's probably a lot that the PPC people could give insights to the SEO people when they're talking with the design people about a campaign that's going to touch every one of them. You know, the designers are designing something that we want organically to rank and people to find that we're eventually going to sponsor in paid listings and stuff like that. Why not bring everybody, you know, a key factor or a key person from each, you know, one of these areas and get their insights, get their input, you know, because the designer has often shared a lot of things with the SEO that the SEO, you know, really didn't think about. And then the SEO can tell the designer things of why they ask for the things that they ask the way that they do. Whereas the PPC can help you understand like, hey, this is how something converts better. And so the second we started doing that and we started, you know, people started coming out of their caves, so to speak, things got better.
Well, and then just going down the list of the things that cross over. So PPC ad is really the same as your page title and meta description.
True.
What's going to get the CTR? And maybe you're an e-commerce site and you want to test free shipping versus 2-day shipping versus something else. To test that in SEO across products would be doable, but it'd probably be a lot easier to test it and do an experiment in AdWords and to test it in your Bing ads and to test, you know, the different calls to action. I just think you'd get better, cleaner data. You'd also get it immediately, depending on, you know, your impressions and clicks and how much you're spending. But you could validate it really quick, roll it out, and see if there's an improvement than an SEO.
You know, it's as I'm thinking about this, and this is going to kind of take you, you know, I mean,
down
this
a rabbit is, hole.
Maybe. But, you know, I was looking at a bunch of data. So I do some stuff on the side for a custom home builder. And we were looking at, you know, I was looking at the insights as to, you know, what kind of, what pages people are looking at the most and what kind of, you know, again, going to the actual data, what keywords, you know, are being clicked on the most and what ads and things like that. And it got us, and so I used that data from the PPC to start creating videos and said, look, these are the areas that people are interested in the most. Let's share with them some videos based on these topics that are doing the what, you know, that are performing the best on the paid side of it. And so the second we started doing that, these videos, they started ranking well and their phones started ringing more. And, you know, the feedback that I got was, hey, this is a great idea. Like, this is an area of content that we hadn't thought of before that we absolutely can expand on. And then that kind of grew into its own section and has ended up doing a lot more for them as well. And so just, again, even paying attention to that. And again, that was just one aspect of it, but that's where you could even look at it from what you're doing on the organic side, the technical side, with just your normal SEO, and if there's any changes or anything that you need to update or whatever. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, but that's just kind of what I've seen just firsthand.
I literally just did this last week. I was digging through Google Search Console, looking just for some quick keyword research for the one client I'm doing some PPC for. And I came across a plethora of keywords that weren't anything close to what we were targeting. And it was because of a blog post they had. And we had just rolled out some additional targeting and remarketing for audiences and stuff. And I looked at it and I was like, well, this page is just crushing it. Like, every search term that was showing up, it's like 1, 2, or 3. And it's a whole bunch of stuff. And it's not any, and it's not content that would make sense for us to, or keywords for us to advertise on paid wise. But from an SEO side, it's crushing it. And I was like, oh, great. I'm like, but it's a little outdated. So the PPC person found a blog post that we need to update so that we can keep getting more traffic, because I'm remarketing to all those people.
Oh, nice.
So, and I was like, well, what other content do we have here that I can break it down?
Absolutely.
Because if you have a blog or just pages on your site, how often does your PPC person look at anything besides your landing page that they, you know, tweak or monitor? How often are they going through your blog posts and grouping different pages together by either category, product type, service, and looking for different ways to retarget and remarket?
Well, just another one of those things like we were just talking about, to get everybody involved. It's just another notch in the belt for that being a good thing. So,
yeah, and it was just crazy that they're like, how'd you find this? I was like, I was just looking for I was digging around in keywords and I saw what pages, you know, were crushing it, and this one just jumped out at me. But just that keyword data sharing between the two, it's ridiculous that people don't do it more often and they don't look at all of those sources.
Well, here's something else that's interesting, and you could also use the data to prove your point. And I don't know how many times something like this has happened to you, Dave, but with a particular client that I was trying to tell them, look, you need to invest a little bit more into making this site, you know, mobile friendly. We need to cater to the people, because the majority of the people are finding you on mobile. And they just were arguing with me on, you know, the fact that they didn't think that that was as important as they needed to be. I know it's like 2019. Are you serious? But I go back with them and I show them, look, 80% of the people that find you, this is not just me saying it. Look, here's the data. This is what Google's telling us. These people are finding you on mobile or tablet, which means this very small percentage right here that you're relying on the desktop, you're using a desktop every day. You think everybody uses a desktop. No, that's not how it is. And so once I showed that data, I could almost see like the light go on in their head. And so, of course, you know, how does this relate to what we're talking about? Well, once you can get them understanding that side of it, you use the data from the paid to show them, hey, this is where people are finding you, then you could do a better job with your mobile, and you could be found better with local, and you could do a better job with your, you know, all that stuff that goes hand in hand. But, well, no pun intended.
And I was just looking the other day because there was some bid modifiers on a PPC account, and I was like, well, maybe we're being too aggressive or not aggressive in some of these, because when you look at the pages for the site versus the blog versus the other one, and I've looked at this before for other people, it's like sometimes the blog, there was a B2B that I worked with in the past where the website was, because it was a SaaS solution, everyone was always logging in to the website. So everyone would be on their desktop at work, go to the main site, hop around, log in, and go. But on the blog, it was like 75% on mobile.
Oh, wow.
But on the main site, it was like 85% desktop.
That's interesting.
So then we also had to look at the different pages and the service pages and some of the articles and stuff. It's like, well, where do those fall? Those were usually in the middle.
Huh.
And this is just weird. And so it's like, depending on what the landing page is. So, but then also when you're thinking about retargeting people, if people are visiting your blog or versus service pages, product pages, you know, about us, what are they visiting on? So that when you go back to your PPC for your remarketing and retargeting, you know, are you seeing the same type of data? You know, if we're retargeting people that visited the blog and 80% is mobile, are 80% of our impressions for that showing up on mobile devices? Or is it 20%?
Right.
And it goes back to, you know, this isn't just SEO, it's just looking at the same data and pages that an SEO looks at versus, you know, just your landing pages.
Yeah, it's super interesting. So I would kind of, you know, this is, again, I would just recommend everybody kind of to give you an idea, like, and this is just, you know, if you're going to be, if you've been doing SEO for a while, obviously, you know, and if you've had analytics, you know, kind of what's going on, if you've been paying attention to that. So you have a little bit of a start with what to do with the paid side of it. But also I'd love to help you guys understand that it takes a little bit of time to get that data coming in. Like when we sign a new PPC client, we tell them, you got to at least give us 90 days to start even perfecting this campaign, because we need to start getting data rolling in before we can even, you know, predict what things are going to be. Obviously we have a little bit of predictions, but before we could really hone it in is what I'm trying to say. And so then let's say you go through that process, then you could even use that PPC data to help do better with what you've previously done with your SEO. And so that's another way I see them going hand in hand perfectly as well.
Well, and then there's just things that either side can help you with. So I use SEO tools to test my landing pages. So when I do an audit for PPC, I do an export of all of the ads and landing pages that have been used in the last year or two, and I pull all of the SEO data and I make sure that, one, they are still live.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And it's also interesting just to look at the data where I came across one time where like 30% of the impressions were going to PDFs and off the main site. Jeez. And I was like, well, what's this site? And they're like, oh, it's our other microsite. I'm like, I don't see anything hooked up to it. There's no analytics. There's no conversion data being sent back. And they're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, so like 30 to 40% of your clicks are going to either these PDFs on your site where we have no conversion tracking or no idea of what's going on.
Always funny, you know, when you could use the data against them.
I know.
Sad but funny.
But then also there's been times where I've crawled URLs and they're like, oh, this is an old landing page. And I'm like, oh, well, that'd be great. We should use it. And I go to, you know, I crawl it and I'm like, oh, it's not active. And they forget that it was on HubSpot and they don't use it anymore. Or it was on an old version of their site. And when they moved over from, you know, one theme to another, they just killed off all those pages in that directory. And it's like, oh, well, you guys are sending traffic to it. Or maybe they're not, and we were just going to revive it. I'm like, but we need to test all of these. But then also, there's a lot of times where we can pull keyword data from, you know, Ahrefs and SEMrush and, you know, all these different places. But if you're not ranking for it, you won't get any Google Search Console data. So we don't know how many people are really searching for it. Time and time again, I tell people, I'm like, you don't have to bid aggressively, but if you can get us on page one for these three keywords or these 10 keywords for just a week or two, or maybe a month, depending, we can get some impression data. We can get maybe a little bit of click data, hopefully not much, but we can at least test and see, you know, because Google's keyword tool says there's 10 searches a month and this one says 100. And we think, you know, at that point, they could both be wrong or right. Let's see what the realistic view is, especially if you are a business and say you're a roofing or a, you know, a home builder and you only are in Phoenix. Well, the number of searches and the data you can get for a very specific region is going to be very honestly bad, no matter what your source is, except Google paid.
Very true.
And so a lot of times I use paid search to validate possible keywords that we're going to target to help us pitch, because you can do all the keyword research you want. You can get it narrowed down to 10 keywords or even some themes and go, okay, this is what we're going to go after, but we're not sure where the opportunity is.
And when you're saying that, Dave, just to kind of give our listener, you know, someone that's never done this and they're trying to figure out their budgets, when you're saying you don't have to spend a whole lot of money, are we talking a few $100s to get this kind of data? Are we talking, should they at least expect to spend a few thousand? Like, what do you think?
In those cases, if the goal is not to get clicks, and if clicks are just, and your budget's really tight, make it so your bid, you know, is at least first page. So if Google is showing 4 ads on that keyword, be ad number 3 or 4.
Perfect.
Or number 6 on the bottom of the page. And in theory, you might actually spend almost nothing. But the goal is to just get your ad on the page to get those impressions so that for a week or two, you can understand what the real data is for that.
I love that little hint that you gave there, dude. Like, that's a nugget. I hope that people were paying attention to that, because that's something that's huge. Like, you can get a lot of data for free. That's awesome.
And you can also then test out your landing page. And I'm doing that right now with a startup. And the number of keywords we could go after is infinite. So one of the things we looked at is, you know, we looked at their landing page and we didn't like the initial landing page. So they're rebuilding it. And then we're going to start testing out 3 different, I guess, segments or ways, types of people, you know, whatever, personas, and what they would search for. And then we're going to decide long-term from an SEO strategy based on where we can get some traction, where we actually see some impressions, and all that kind of stuff. So rather than investing in all 3, which they don't have budget for, we're going to use PPC to kind of direct us on which one of these we think is going to work.
That's great. Well, I think that those that have been listening can fully understand now why we love
share all the data.
Yes, share all the data. SEO and PPC go hand in hand, and hopefully, if you guys have heard, you understand it now. And so, as always, though, if there's any questions that you have about it, definitely reach out to Dave or myself. You know, you can always find us on Twitter. It's very easy to follow the links on the site and get a hold of any one of us. And so, any final thoughts, Dave?
Nope. I think if you have consultants and they do SEO or they do PPC, you know, and you have multiple consultants, have a monthly call where everyone's on the phone. If you manage everything, sit down and look at each other job from the other side of thinking and how you can leverage their data. And if you have really big teams that never talk to each other, have quarterly, you know, I don't know, quarterly something to just talk about what's been working or what's been increasing CTR, landing page optimizations that either side's done, you know, different projects. Try to share data as much as you can.
Very good. All right. Well, just one final shout out on this episode to our sponsor, the MarTech Conference. It's coming to San Jose April 3rd through the 5th and Boston September 16th through the 18th. And so any one of our listeners, if you want to attend the MarTech Conference, just type in Biz Podcast, one word, B-I-Z Podcast, all lowercase. You're going to save 15%. So more information, obviously, go visit the MarTechConf.com, MarTechConf, C-O-N-F.com. For Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media, and we thank you guys for joining us on this episode. We look forward to hearing and having you guys listen to us on another one. Bye, guys.
Thanks.